This is the Up North Lowdown from Interlaken Public Radio. I'm Ed Ronco. Today, we update you on the flooding situation here in northern Michigan. People across the region are preparing for what might be a big, big problem. And already, we are seeing problems pop up. Roadways covered with water, some washed out, like the famed Tunnel of Trees Highway in Emmett County. Dams strained under pressure. We'll take a quick look at some of the things going on around the region. We're going to start in Sheboygan County, where the sheriff's office has now released a map of areas that could be most impacted by flooding if the Sheboygan Dam fails. The water levels there continue to rise. We have seen them go from 18 inches below the top of the dam to about a foot below the top of the dam. And when it hits that foot mark, they move to what's called ready posture. Evacuations happen in a three-stage process: ready, set, and go. And right now, the area downstream of the dam in Sheboygan is at what's called ready. This map that was released by authorities on social media says areas on both sides of the Sheboygan River north of the dam are most at risk. The caution zone primarily includes the downtown district of Sheboygan. Sarah Olson lives just a few blocks away from the at-risk zone and says that localized flooding has already impacted some areas.
So currently my basement is wet. My garage is wet. There's moving water in all of the parking lots that I've been in today.
And Olson says if they have to go, they're getting ready.
We have two people in the house with, well, three technically, people in the house with severe chronic illnesses. So we had all the bags packed with medications and documentation and all of our devices and device chargers and that kind of thing.
Officials are asking people to keep up to date with local updates and stay away from work zones and riverbanks. We've got links to where you can find many of those local updates, depending on where you live, on our website, interlakenpublicradio.org. And again, as of yesterday afternoon, and I think still this morning, today, the Sheboygan Dam is about 12 inches from overtopping the dam surface. County officials are asking people to be prepared there for a possible evacuation. We're going to shift now to Antrim County, the dam in Bel Air, under significant stress, as we told you in yesterday's episode. It was built in 1904. Water levels have exceeded the highest in recorded history, and rain has been falling overnight. IPR's Austin Rolater ventured out before the sun this morning to get a visual on exactly where the water levels were.
Things are looking okay here at the Bel Air Dam. There's been no big changes overnight despite the rain. Yesterday, officials spotted a seepage at the base of the dam's berm, so they have equipment in place to repair the seepage later this morning. The biggest concern here is that the Bel Air Dam is 20 miles from the headwaters of the chain of lakes in Antrim County, so it can take days for rain that falls throughout the chain of lakes to reach the dam. So the water I'm seeing pass through the dam this morning is likely rain that fell over the weekend. And then you have the rain falling last night on top of that, so the waters are likely to rise throughout the day, even though there isn't much rain forecast. But officials are encouraged by the amount of water that receded yesterday. But because of the uncertainty surrounding a 120-year-old earthen berm that's holding back all this water, folks in Bel Air are hoping for sunshine today, and officials are keeping a constant watch on the dam.
IPR's Austin Rolater at the Bel Air Dam earlier this morning. There is a little sunshine in the forecast today, but it's going to be short-lived. Rain is supposed to move back in tonight along with some thunderstorms, and we've got rainy weather in the forecast through the rest of the week. Again, we'll remind you, you can find resources, including links to local authorities who are issuing alerts at iprnews.org. That's this quick Up North Lowdown on this wet and rainy Tuesday morning. Thanks for listening.
Support for Interlaken Public Radio is provided by you and by Comfort Keepers. For over 20 years, Comfort Keepers have been providing in-home care services and keeping seniors living independently in the comfort of their own home. Learn more at ComfortKeepers.com.